morning, everyone. Although it's only the second time I'm speaking here in the Torah Way, I'm actually a regular attender over the telephone. I think about every day I listen, and it's wonderful to hear the scope and the range of the different types of shiurim. I've chosen a subject from this week's parsha of Birchas Habonim. There's a minute in Klal Yisrael, especially Yotze Ashkenaz, of benching one's children on Friday night. There's also Motzei Shabbos, but the ik of the minhag to bench one's children on Friday night. Where does the makor, the chlal, of benching one's children come from? To Pasuk this coming week, Sedra. Pasuk says in Peg Mem Ches, Pasuk Chas, Vayivorchem Bayemahu Leimel, the Yaakov Avinu gave a brocha to Ephraim and Menashe, Leimel, Bechor Yivorech Yisrael Leimel, through you, Klal Yisrael will bench Leimoy saying Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim V'Chenashe. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed you and make you like Ephraim and Menashe. So Rashi there on the Pasuk says Habon Leborech Esbonov, if somebody comes to give a bracha to his children, Yivorchem Bebirchotom, he should give them the same bracha as Yaakov Avinu gave. V'yoyme Ish Livnoi, a man should say to his son Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim V'Chenashe. So that's the makor of the bracha to one's children, and using the nusach of Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim V'Chenashe. It's clear from Rashi there's no specific time where you have to give this bracha. There's no halacha on Friday night you've got to give the bracha. Rashi uses the expression Habol Levorech Esbonov. If somebody comes to give a bracha to his child, this is the nusach he should say. Nevertheless, the minhag is on Friday night, usually it's brought down when one comes home from shul to give the bracha. I've seen three reasons why specifically on Friday night to give this bracha. In Sefer Mave Yavik, which is the main person of the Achoyne who speaks about this Indian, he says he gives two reasons. Now, on Friday night, there's no sota no pegara who will be mekatreik on the brochas. There's just an opportunity to give a brocha where the brocha will work because the sotan won't affect you on Friday night. The second reason he gives, that the person who's giving the brocha, the person who's receiving the brocha, has a neshama yaseira. And that's an extra reason that the brocha should go for the person who's giving it and to receive for the person who's receiving it. They've both got the neshama yaseira, and that's the time for the brocha to be chal. In Likutim Arich, he brings a third reason. He brings that very often during the week, parents, under pressure, time pressure, other inyonim, and they might say a sharp word to their children. Might even Chas V'Shalom give a curse. Come Friday night, for Shabbos, for Menucha, things have calmed down. So Friday night, when the person is besimcha, especially just after davening, it's probably the best time of the week to give a bracha, and that will, so to speak, go over and push away the klala which Chas V'Shalom might have given during the week. So the bracha on Friday night, the time of simcha, is the best time to give that bracha. Now, till now we've spoken only about the actual bracha. What about using the hands for the bracha? So the Maharich quotes this Mave Yavik, and he writes that one should put one's hand on the head of the child giving the bracha, because in the hand there are 15 chalokim, 14 on the knuckles, and the calf, and the palm then makes 15. 15 is the amount of letters in Birchas Kohanim. So when a person puts his hand on his child and he says Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim V'Chenashe, with saying those words, he's also merumas the Birchas Kohanim. And he brings a raya from this week's parasha from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu placed one hand on Ephraim, one hand on Menashe, and he understands from that that the emes you put one hand, because that one hand represents Birchas Kohanim. So the Medayim from there, the Ma'arich, the Tati, should only put one hand when doing, when benching one's child, because in the one hand is merumas birchas kayanim. However, in the Siddur Yaivetz, he writes clearly to put both hands on, and the raya he brings is also from the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to Yeshua, the pasuk there says, "Kisamach Moshe Yodov Olav." Both hands he put on Yeshua. So you see, Saki put both hands. More, Birchas Kayanim, which the one hand is Meramis Birchas Kayanim, Birchas Kayanim themselves are Kayanim to two hands. So why not do two hands if it's more Meramis in Birchas Kayanim? Ah, Yaakov Avinu only placed one hand on each child. He didn't bend Ephraim with both hands and Menashe with both hands. There was a special reason. Yaakov Avinu was worried that he didn't want there should be kinah, jealousy between Ephraim and Menashe. Akav, we see a Moedik from there. Here we're talking about Yaakov Avinu when he was giving a brocha for the future of Klal Yisrael. And we see in Indy we should do it with two hands. But that there shouldn't be kinah between Ephraim and Menashe. He held back that Makor of brocha in order there shouldn't be kinah. Lemais I've seen in Achroinim, then the foul for backwards and forwards. Is there a lie from Yaakov Avinu that Emet should use one hand, or from Moshe Rabbeinu should two hands? Now is not the time to go into the various diukim between Moshe and Yaakov, but one hand or two hands. But we've spoken that the hands represent Birchas Kohanim. Rashi, when he says you give the bracha, just mentions you say Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim V'Chemnasha, and we've added that the hands are Merambas Birchas Kohanim. But the Maitre, the Minhag HaOlam, is as well as just to say Simcha Elokim Kefraim V'Chemnasha, is also to add Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, to actually say Birchas Kohanim. I found the earliest person who writes that you add these words is the Sefer Yosef Oimitz. I quoted the Sefer Yosef Oimitz last time I was here, and I doubt it's been quoted since then. Yosef Oimitz was a Kavman, he was one of the earlier Rabbonim in Frankfurt, and it was his Minhogi, which I've written down, which is very much followed in the Minhogi of Frankfurt. And he writes there that after he benches his children, the Simcha Elokim Kefraim V'Chemnasha, he then adds, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha Birchas Kohanim. And he says he's since then found that other people have also written that. However, now we run into a problem of halacha. If we said now that the Minhag HaOlam is to put two hands on the child when giving the bracha, and we've just said now that the Minhag is to add Birchas Kohanim, now we have a problem with Tzad Halacha. Is it mutter for a Yisrael to actually give Birchas Kohanim? Okay, for you then. But for us Yisraelim, it could be as a problem. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that Kufiyot Chesmas Beis. The Gemara says, the Omer Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi is going through many things about his life, and he says, Miyomai lo yavarti al divrei chaveri. I never went against what my chaverim told me to do. Yodei ani ba'atmi she'eini kohen. I know, Reb Yosi says, I'm not a kohen. Im oivim li chaveri, if my friends would tell me, alei leduchen, go up and duchen, ani oile. I would go up. And the pashtus of this Gemara, there's a lot spoken about this Gemara, but the pashtus of this Gemara is Reb Yosi would go up al haduchen and bench Birchas Kohanim with other Kohanim. So it's mashma from here that a Yisrael is also allowed to give Birchas Kohanim. The problem with this piece of Gemara, and the Rishonim already discussed this, it's against the Gemara Mufaresha Igsubas. The Gemara says like this: when wanting to decide whether a person is a Kohen or not, whether he's allowed to marry a Yuchsin, so Gemara asks the Shaila, Mahu lalois minasiyas kapayim liyuchsin. If we know that a Kohen duchen, does that mean he can go the next stage and marry in as a din of a Kohen? So the Gemara goes to a Shaila, and the Gemara says, Tiboy leman za'oma malin bitruma liyuchsin. That if we know that a Kohen's eating Truma, does that mean he can also go on to the next stage and marry into Yuchsin? So the Gemara says like this. No raya if you can be oila from truma to yuchsin, that you can also be oila from nesias kapayin to yuchsin. Why? Because truma, if a zor, a non-kohen, were to eat truma, there's avoy nisa. Nisa v'dei shemayim. It's a terrible avera. So therefore, kohen would be very, very careful not to eat truma. But, tuchaning, says the Gemara, it's not such a big issa. Avon nesias kapayin, the iser asay. There's only an iser asay. We'll explain that in a minute, what the iser asay is. Maybe if somebody Tuchund is not mamish a raya that he could be oila liyuchsin, because it's not such a big avera as it is to eat truma if you're not a kohen. Obel emaisa the Gemara does say it might not be as big avera as eating truma, but it definitely is an iser asay for a non kohen to tuchund. What is this iser asay? The Gemara doesn't say, but Rashi says as follows: the pasuk in Nosoi talking about Birchas Kohanim, the Pasuk says, Koi Sevochu, so you shall bench. Says Rashi, Atem, you Kohanim, Veloi Zorim. Anyone who's not a Kohen, a Zor, is not allowed to say Birchas Kohanim. The Lav, Abba, Michlal Asei, since the Torah says, you Kohanim have to do it, anybody else who's not a Kohen, that's Lav, Abba, Michlal Asei, has got a status of an Isser Asei. So it's true, in the Gemara, it's not as serious as eating truma, which is a lav. This nevertheless is an iser asay. So the mice in this Gemara Mefurush, it says that for a non-kohen to give birchas kohanim, there's an iser asay. So how can the Gemara in the previous Gemara Rav Yosi say I would have gone out loyla leduchen if my friends would have told me to? Mikrech this kasha, says the Tosfos Rosh, you have to say that when Rabbi Yossi said, I would have gone up to Duchen, the Birchas Kohanim, it's lav dafka. It means, I respect what my chaverim say so much, I'll do a very great thing for them. But actually, to go up and Duchen, it didn't really mean that. Because that Abad is an Isser Asay. Not so posher to read that into the Gemara when he says, I would be Oyle Le Duchen. But the Koyach that Kasha, such a strong Kasha from a Gemara for Reshet, that there's an issa for a Yisrael to Duchen, it can't mean that Rabbi Yossi actually would have done that. If so, according to this Mahalach, which the Tosfos Rosh says, that you take the Gemara Kipshuta, that there is an issa for Yisrael to give such a bracha, so how can the Minhag HaOlam to give children this bracha of Birchas Kohanim? On the pasuk of Kohei Sevochu, the Torah Tanima writes there, he asks this kasha, and he says, V'hi ha'ora nifloa, v'loi roa misha medavad. I haven't seen anybody who discusses this inyan, writes Torah Tanima, how it's mutter for people to give a bracha birchas kohanim. Before we come to Terutzim on this, we're basing this whole thing on Rashi's pshat, that there's an iser asay from Kohei Sevochu. There's a Tosfos in the Gemara and Shabbos, the Peledik HaTosfos. Tosfos says, when Rav Yosi says, I would have gone up to Duchen, had my friends told me. So Tosfos says, Lo Yoda Ri, the Ri, doesn't understand, Ma Isser Yesh B'Zor HaOle LeDuchen. What is the big thing Rav Yosi is saying? Rav Yosi is saying, I would have even gone up to say Birchas Kohanim, even though I'm not a Kohen. So Tosfos, what's the big Isser? So it says, perhaps the Issa is because of Brocha Levatola, to make the Brocha, but stand to get up and give Birchas Kohanim, I don't see what the big Issa is. Thus stated, and that's the end of Tosfos. The Piskei Tosfos is brought like that. There is no Issa. Shmuel said the Brocha of what the Kohen makes before he says Birchas Kohanim. But the actual Birchas Kohanim, Tosfos doesn't understand what the Issa is. So everybody, of course, asks on Tosfos from the Gemara, which says clearly, there is an Issa. So the many achronim on the Mefalpil to understand this Tosfos seems to be that Tosfos is ne'elam, forgotten, so to speak, a sugya mefureshes. So many achronim say that the emes Tosfos argues on Rashi Taka, and the Chalama Tosfos holds that there isn't an issa, and therefore we don't have a problem according to Shitah Tosfos, because there is an issa for Yisrael to give Birchas Kohanim. I the Gemara. So the Maharit and others say that the Issa of Kohen the Baruch Hu, of Daska, a Kohen giving the bracha and not a Yisrael, that's only in the Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohen used the Shem HaMeferish. Such a bracha, when he said Verecha Hashem Yishmecha, the Shem they used in the Beis Hamikdash, that's Asa. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, when we no longer use the Shem HaMeferish, then it's Mutter. So according to Tosfos, that Gemara is talking about this non Beis Hamikdash Kayam, then it's Tafkat Issa to do it in Mamish to use the Shem HaMeferish. But otherwise it's Mutter. The Pnei Yeshua I saw said perhaps even Rashi agrees to that. And therefore even Rashi would be maskim that there's man out there, there isn't a problem to say Bechas Kohen because we're not using the Shem HaMeferish. According to these Mahalchot, the Tafkat is not a Kasha, but Reva Poskim, learn Rashi Kipshutai, that there is an Issah nowadays, even if you don't use the Shem HaMeferish, just the Oji Bechas Kohenim. If so, we're left with a Kasha. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe on the tour, he wants to say a big chiddush in Shivas Tosfos. When Rav Yosi said, I would have gone up, I would have been Oyla Leduchen, says the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, that means I would have joined other Kohanim who were already going up. Avada, I wouldn't go up by myself to be, so to speak, the only Kohen. But when there are other Kohanim there, I would join them. That's a big chiddush, which the Mogen Avraham says, Minayim lechiluk zeh, where does the Darkei Moshe get this chiluk, that if you go with other Kohanim, it's mutter. There's a chassam sofer there in Shulchan Aruch, which is mad the Apostle Mahalach to understand that. Lemaita, the Ramah himself, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Kavches, writes as follows. The Ein Lazor Lissa Kapo. A Zor, a non Kohen, is not allowed to Duchen. Afilu in Kohenim Achirim. This is the Ramah writing, although I've written Zakeh Moshe that possibly with other Kohenim it's Mutter, but he paskens even with other Kohenim it's Osa. And then he writes in brackets that based on the Tosfos, Efsha in Kohenim Achirim Shori, perhaps with other Kohenim it's Mutter for Yisrael. Duchen, the Tzorichim. But the Maite, he paskens that even with other Kohenim he shouldn't do it. But that doesn't help us at all. Because we're talking about an individual at home on Friday night giving Birchas Kohenim. So how would it be Mutter? The Bir Halacha, Chofetz Chaim, he brings that there was a minhag when people would go out of town before they would leave. The Bir Brocha, the people would bench them with Birchas Kohenim. And he asked the Kasha already, how is that Mutter? It doesn't talk about the minhag of parents benching their children. Some people benching each other. If I'm not mistaken, the minhag here in the United Synagogue, after chuppahs, is the Masada Kiddushin, even if it's not a Kohen, says Birchas Kohenim. So it's the same Kasha. In order to answer this, we need to ask a very simple Chakira. This din, that it's also for Yisrael, to give Birchas Kohenim, is the Issa to say the word Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, to use the Nusach which the Kohenim use, or is it much more than that? The Issa is to imitate a Kohen. The Ashayla is, does it have to be, in order to be over the Issa, does it have to be in exactly the same way as the Kohenim did it? Based on this, we have a Mahalach. The Bach writes, that which Rabbi Yossi said, I would have been Oyla Leduchen, there would be no Issa. And this is what Tosfos means. I don't understand what the Issa is. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi would not have lifted up his hands. And the Bach understands that the Issa for a Yisrael to do Birchas Kohenim is only to do it in the same way as a Kohen does it. And a Kohen would do it, he always has to lift up his hands, Nesias Kapayim. Therefore, if the Yisrael says the brachos of Birchas Kohenim without the Siyas Kapayim, there's no Issa Bechal. That's what the Bach writes. Says the Mishnah Berurah. If so, the minhag which we mentioned earlier of people when they're going on a journey and they wish each other Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerach with Birchas Kohenim, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's not a problem according to the Bach. Because they're not doing it, they don't lift up their arms, there's no Siyas Kapayim. If there's no Siyas Kapayim, it's not a problem. The head of this is, Because the Gemara in Sota, based on the Mishnah already there, on the word Koi Savorchu, so you shall bless. That's the possible talking to the Koi, Koi Savorchu. The Gemara makes Kamad Roshas on the word Koi Savorchu. One is Beloshen HaKodesh, it's got to be Beloshen HaKodesh. One is Ba'amida, it's got to be standing up. And the third one is B'Nasiyas Kapayim. You've got to lift up your arms. And the Bach understands, and most Achronim in Poskim explain it this way, that these things are ma'akivli, I feel a bit evident. You've got to stand up, you've got to do it in Lashon HaKodesh, and you've got to do it with your hands up. If your hands are not up, it doesn't, it's not considered Birchas Kohanim. Therefore you see clearly, the Issa is not just to say the words Birch Hashem Vishmerecho. The Issa is to imitate Kohanim, and if you don't lift up your arm, there's no problem at all. So obviously, that only helps us for when people give the bracha without lifting up the arms. As I mentioned, the chuppahs, the United Synagogue, the Rav doesn't lift up the arms of the Messias Kapayim. Therefore, there's no Issa. But Minhageinu, when one benches on children, put the hands up. There's Messias Kapayim. So we mentioned earlier, the Torah Tamina, he seems to be the first one who brings this Maisa down. That when the Vilna Gaon gave a brocha to a Dayan of Landau, who was a Dayan in Vilna, on the day of his chuppah, so the Gaon put one hand on his head. And they asked the Gaon, why only one hand? So the Gaon said, Ki loy motzinu brocha bebeis yadayim, we don't find a brocha with both hands, rak l'koyanim b'migdosh, only the koyanim in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Hezbollah, what the Gaon was saying was, there's a problem if you use both hands, because that is mamish imitating what the Kohanim did. But if you only put one hand, you're not imitating what the Kohanim do, and then maybe there's no issue at all. And that's Taka, why the Gaon put one hand. There's a, in the Chunus, there's a, some photos as you enter the shul, and there's a picture there of a couple of weeks ago, Reb Chunna to one of his grandchildren's weddings. And Reb Chunna is giving a brocha with one hand to his grandson. So I asked Reb Chunna, why are you going to put one hand? So he says, that's how I saw my rebbe's doing it. And I said, and what's the reason, Taka? So he thinks the reason is based on this gun, that you shouldn't put two hands, because two hands is a problem of Nusiyas Kapayim. Sorry? You see, the halacha is still the same. It's also interesting, not that he used to bring riots from paintings, but a very famous painter, Oppenheim, who draws all the old pictures from Germany, as a picture of giving a bracha also with one hand. Not that he could bring a riot from a painting, of a Gaon, you can bring a riot. Nevertheless, the minhag ha'olam is to put two hands on one's children. Some people have to only put one hand for this reason. But the minhag ha'olam is to put two hands, and those stated in Yosef Eimet, and the Siddur Yaivetz, right, to only put one hand, like we mentioned earlier, that's already like, I ain't sorry, but brocha, you're like holding back the brocha, you don't want to give it with your full both hands. It's wrong to only put one hand. Therefore, I want to give a couple of mahalchim now to finish off, to explain why it would be mutter to put both hands on one's child, and to say Birchas Kohanim. We saw in the Bach, that if you're not doing it with the Nesiyas Kapayim, there's no Issa. And the Hezbo we said in that was, because the Issa is to mamish imitate the way how the Kohanim do. So if you do it in a different way to Kohanim, it would be okay. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is, when it talks about Nesiyas Kapayim, Magbin Yedem Keneged Kisvesehem. You've got to lift up your arms all the way to the shoulders. Not good enough just to lift them up a bit. They've got to be lifted up high, right? Parallel to the shoulders. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Magen Avraham, they write that this is Li'ikuvah. If you don't lift them up fully, it's not called Birchas Kohanim. If so, if you've got a little child, where you don't lift your hands up fully, then there's no problem at all. Baruch Hashem, the children grow up, and very often, Kanainahara, you know, you're gonna look up to them. Or you can raise your hand all the way, so you have that problem. And a Because I have time, I have to speak to you about this later. I've got 4 minutes left. Oh. The Mode of Yehuda was asked a Shaila about a Kohen who never, his arms are paralyzed. He wasn't able to lift them up himself. So the Shaila was, can he bench without Nasir's Kapayim? Get up, Duchen, without lifting his arms. So the Mode of Yehuda says that, really, for Poskim, that Avada, you cannot do it because it's not Duchen. It's called Nasir's Kapayim. If you don't lift up your arms, it's not Duchen. So then he was asked, what happens if the Kohen is allowed to lean it? Somebody would lift up his arm and he would lean it on something. Would that be okay? Says the Mode of Yehuda Mefurus, Alidei Smichei is also not good enough. You have to hold it up with your own koiches and you mustn't be leaning on anything. So I was thinking perhaps if you actually put your hand on the head of the child, that's leaning. You could be mefalkel if that's mamish called smicha. I don't know, but it's an idea. If you put your hand on, it might be okay. The emetus I found at the sefer called Leket HaKemech HaChodosh, and he writes, Kishmeniach Yodav Al Roish, when you put your hand on the head, Ein Kepeda, there's no problem of this Zohar Moshe's Kapov, the Ein Derech Nesiyas Kapayim Bekah. This is not the way of Nesiyas Kapayim, because you're putting it on somebody's head. And therefore, that's the heter, based on what we've just seen in the Lod of Yehuda. However, the Mishnah Brura brings, the Shem the Prima Godim, that the Issa of Zohar to Duchen is even without Nesiyas Kapayim, not like we've been saying till now. If so, the Atayim which we've just said now don't help. So finish off what the Mishnah Brura himself writes in Bir Halacha. In the Mishnah Brura he quotes the Sefer Mogen Giburim. He writes that the whole Issa for a Yisrael to be Noiseh Kapov is Dafka if the Yisrael has Kavona LeMitzvah Birchas Koyanim. In his mind he intends to do Birchas Koyanim, to be a Koyan. Then is it Issa. But if he stands, been an ordinary Yisrael, and I want to give a bracha to my children using the word, there's no Issa even with the Nesiyas Kapayim. Therefore, no Issa at all. Put your hand on the child's head, say Birchas Kohenim. You don't have in mind that you're going to do it the Shev Birchas Kohenim. But the Mishnah Berurah himself asks him that. That only helps Leman D'Omer Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavona. If you need to have kavanah to do a mitzvah, then I understand. If you don't have kavanah, it's not an issa. But l'man d'omah mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. L'maisa, you're doing what the Kohenim did, especially if you put your hands out. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. That poshut, even if your mitzvah's tzrichas kavanah, if you have kavanah lehetach, if you have kavanah to do the opposite, and dafka don't want to do the mitzvah, then there's no problem. So he says like this, he says a big chiddush in Bir Halacha. Chazal Masakim, that Birchas Kohenim is said only during Tfilah. Now, Avada min HaTorah, you could be Yotza Birchas Kohenim even Shleib Mokim Tfilah. And therefore the Issa could even be Shleib Mokim Tfilah. But once Chazal made that Takona, nobody in his right mind wants to be over Takona's Chazal. To do Birchas Kohenim Shleib Mokim Tfilah. So when you're benching your child on Friday night at home, you're definitely not doing the Mokim Tfilah. You're definitely showing I'm not doing this as Birchas Kohenim. I'm doing this as Stamach Bracha. So even your Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah, there's not a problem here at all, because you have a Kavanah Lehetach. You're having a Kavanah and that's to do your Stamach in order to be Bracha. Al Derech Zeh, the Steichemet says, Gufa in the life we've been speaking the whole morning. We've been explaining that there's a problem mitzad halacha for Yisrael to give Birchas Kohenim. So on the lines of the Mishnah Berurah says the same idea. Since there's a nidnut issa, there's a bit of a problem of a halacha of Yisrael giving a bracha to his children using the lashon of the Kohenim. Since there's a nidnut issa, nobody would want to do that issa. Al kochach, when a person's doing this bracha, he's not doing it as Birchas Kohenim, because that would be an issa. He's doing it stam to give a bracha. The bracha is that Birchas Hedir, without the Nesiyas Kapayim, we should have Yerach HaShem Yishmerecha, all the brachas, and I'll just finish off with a remez. In this week's parsha, when it says B'chol Yevorech Yisrael, the gematria of Yevorech Yisrael with a kolel is 774. The gematria of Kefraim of Kimnasha with the two words is also 774. Says the Noya Ketzoyin Yosef, who is the grandson of the Yosef Amos, he says the gematria of Yevorechecho, Yoel and Yisrael is also 774. Therefore, already in the posuk which Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to his grandchildren, there's already merumas there. Bechas Kenim.